tugatemu zira tugenda kuba tubuke nga tujja kulisa ekigambo kitaffe kye yatuwa obuwa
n'atuyita nti oba mulina ennyonta nabo abalina enjala mujje temuleeta byakugula
akujje
mugule mulye 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 katugate enduulu tusanyuke tube enduulu ekigambo kino buno obujulizi ekigambo okuva lwekyajja netukisisinkana labayo obulamu bwo tunula mu mikwano gy'olina tunula obulamu bwo bwe bufaanana bino si byakulima tunula obulamu bwo bwe bufaanana tunulira by'oyogera tunulira by'olowooza Oh my God. So called Ideko. Madame Budebu Geze.
We are short of time.
Katukuwe ngale dala tuweba ze mukamu.
Let's join hands to thank God again.
Elinya mukamu aliyeba siwe.
Praise the name of the Lord. I'm feeling too much joy because of the word. Came to the word and
Latin.
They had stolen.
But thank the word. Kati tukungana
okuddayo
essanyu lyaffe erijja beerawo ennaku zonna
tulina
okudda ewaka kakibeki
kakibeki
sitaani tatusindira nnaku ye katwanirize ekigambo kya katonda okuyita mutumero
awamu
n'omusumba
Sam Bosa
n'omusomi wa bayibuli musumba
Robina
Yesu yebaziwe baganda ba Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Praise Jesus.
Mu butuufu kaakano tukakasa nga tuli baganda ba Mukama waffe
Yesu.
Kubanga oyo yaddayo mu ggulu naffe ebirowoozo byaffe byakyuse okulowooza gye
yagenda.
Esuubire libadde ekintu kimu okudda atuno n'atutwala egyakolaki era yagamba mu Yokaana
14
sigenda kubalika ŋŋenda nteeketeeka oluvannyuma nkomewo mbanone naye kyantiisa nnyo omuntu n'akuleka wano n'agamba kangende mu America
And he said, let me go to America. And I go prepare our houses. And I come back for you. If you give up, other things as it prepares you on other things. He said, I've gone to their places. Our thoughts had gotten perverted. And we're not preparing us that he comes for us. This time he's renewed our minds. And right now we think.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, the Father one day said in Jeremiah 4, 21-25, that my people are foolish. They are senseless children. They don't think.
That's
the thing we used to think. But the more he teaches us, we discover we never thought before. Just empty tins and making noise.
And
whatever we find, we speak. When I discover that word, we never thought. When he speaks in Philippians and says, think of things in heaven. There you've begun to think now. On the world, thinking things of the world, you never think. For your home in heaven. How dare you not think of your home? Now do you...
Yes, you ever see when
raised you. And to Father, we get back there. Tell your neighbor
that
before our Father is in heaven, not on the world.
Yes,
we are strangers, brethren. Just greet them and pray a best prayer wish for yourself. And the other tell them, 1 year which is past, knowledge has begun. But look at your inside and the outside, how you appear. Tell them you look at where you're seated. We have our brethren, we don't speak wrong of them. They are in the same place here. They have spent 20 years there to begin the ministry.
But
even
people,
no windows.
They
might one thing to drive cars, but they too failed. And they abandoned, left the work of God behind. Now tell your brethren, when we reach 5 years, what shall we be unto? This is just 1 year. In spirit you understand. In the flesh you progress. In the image you look good. God is good. You know, most of you came here without cheeks.
Others
are looking very funny and disfigured. And others
will
and uncle line the men want to chase them. And the man
regrets
their salvation because of the appearance. Right now we have joy of our salvation. And we thank the Lord.
Fulfill Psalms 51:12.
God restore the joy of my salvation. And sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
Truly
restore the joy of salvation.
Us
with the spirit of liberty, we have peace. Are you still struggled by demons? Maybe if you're new here, you do thank God for arriving. And me too, I'm going to be well. For all you here, I see you are well. I relate by God as long as you hold me rich. Amen. Pray God has done only good to us. Thank you all who stood with us
to
be able to put the floor in this place and to put the whole place in order. We're still building here. But at least we've reached somewhere.
In building,
in spirit, you're stood somewhere. In your finances, you're somewhere.
Life
of the body. Truly God is faithful. Let's stick unto his words. It's going to make us more free.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Greet once again your neighbor. Tell them we are going to start the journey of heaven. My journey and your journey.
Where
we come this world and we have to go back.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa,
and
our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing yourselves to continue to know God. For truly, that is eternal life. Praise Jesus so much.
Move
on with our second parts. As we answer the question, what type of dead will be cast in the lake of fire? Are they dead bodies or the dead who died through Adam?
That
we are covering its second part. What type of dead will be cast in the lake of fire? Maybe you are among those and you never know that. Maybe you are a friend of yours, or it may be your mother, or your uncle, or your auntie. It may be your younger brother or sister, or your elder.
There
to be cast in the lake of fire. These we see them in the journey of heaven. We are in the aspect of seeing the dead to be cast in the lake of fire. And what type of dead are these? Seeing the first part in the last Sunday, but
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Sunday,
last Sunday, we got out the young children right from 1 year to 7 years and the stillborn children. All those who showed you where they are right now in the city, in the garden of God. Now the dead we are to study today. Those in those years don't count them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Discover yourself, see whether you're among such dates.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We're
going to be headed to see what type of
dates
will be cast in the lake of fire. You study with us, you know where it's found. And that lake begins from the golden altar of God. The golden altar of God
is
found in the midst of the cherubims, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So judgment
will happen in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they will come you like this. According to Hebrews 12:22, this voice which we are going to read here. It's a voice to speak on the day of judgment. It's not yet spoken yet. But it warns people in this moment on which they were going to be saved. But on the day of judgment, of judging the dead, we are going to be seeing, to cast them the lake of fire to be melted. As God showed me in the journey of heaven, which will move through the Bible, just as we read right now. Let's read Hebrews 12:22.
Abebulaniya esula ya 12 olinyolwa 22.
Hebrews 12:22.
Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemu eky'omugulu n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika n'eri ekuŋŋaanira eddene era ekkanisa ey'ababereberye abawandiikibwa mu ggulu n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Musango gwa kuba mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Judgment is to happen in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omugulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Oba okiraba kibeera mu fomu bweti.
When you see it appears in that form.
Oba kyolaba ku mukono kuliye.
Or the one on this hand.
Kakati.
Now.
Kyekirina okuba mu ggulu lino eryasooka okutondebwa.
Is the one in the first created heaven.
Oyita mu mulyango gw'eggulu lyolengera erya bbulu.
You pass through the northern door of the heaven you see up there.
Eggulu lyoddako.
The next heaven up there.
Lirimu ekibuga kya Katonda.
Is where we find the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Era omusango gye gulibeera.
And judgment will happen there.
Aboonoonyi.
The evil sinners.
Balinoonebwa mu kiwonvu.
They will be gotten from the valley.
Eky'ensi eno.
Of this world.
Wamu n'eggulu eryo lyolengera eri ekitundu ekyawansi.
Together with the heaven you see of the rim below.
Bali baleta mu kibuga kya Katonda.
They will bring them in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omugulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Era ffe abatukuvu tulibaayo nga tubalinze.
We the saints will be there waiting for them.
Era omusango twasoma nti gujja kuweebwa ffe.
In judgment we read that will be given to us.
Kyetuva tukusaba obeere mu batukuvu ba
Mukama. That's why we request you be in the saints of the Lord.
Tubula Abibulaniya 12:22.
That's why Hebrews 12:22.
Ekwaniriza mu kibuga kya Katonda.
It will come to you in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omugulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kuŋŋaanira eddene ly'abamalayika.
The great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba
and the saints of God.
N'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna.
And unto God the chief judge.
So okulamula kw'emisango.
Now carrying judgment out.
Kujja kuba mu kibuga Yerusalemu eky'omugulu.
Will happen in the Jerusalem city of heaven.
Era kigamba alibatudde ku ntebe ey'ekisa.
And the word will be sitting on the mercy seat.
Walimu okubaawo agamba nti yakwatibwa kisa.
No one will claim he never had mercy.
Eky'okulokolebwa.
Of being saved.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So omusango gulibeera bwe gutyo.
Judgment will happen like this.
Naye bw'oba oyingira mu kibuga kya Katonda.
But when you enter the city of God.
Okusinziira. According
to Jeremiah
31:21,
God directs you how you can reach the Jerusalem city. Judgment will be happening.
To
judge the dead, we are going to be starting off. In the journey of heaven, we show you how all things will be happening. And we don't speak any story, but we speak of the originals which are happening. And we move on to read it in the book of the Lord. The images you see around, they are not for being worshipped. These are what demonstrate how the Bible appears. For the Bible wrote things which are existing, those which were and which are and the ones going to come. But in Jeremiah 31:21, they try to show based on the planet Earth where we are. You can mark your journey which takes you back to Jerusalem of heaven. Let's read and we hear. Jeremiah 31:21.
Weesimbire obubonero ku kkubo. Weekolere empagi ezitegeeza. Teeka omutima gwo awali oluguudo. Lye kkubo lye wafulumamu.
Munnange lwakuba tetujjukira
bujjukizi.
Naye mumanyi nga tuli bayise
kusinga
kuba Filipo 3:20.
Bayibuli
egamba
kiddala
ewaffe mu
ggulu.
Naye ekizibu. Ekkubo lye twayitamu nga tujja tuba tulijjukira.
The way we pass through to reach this earth, we not remember it.
Kati Mukama waffe yagamba.
Now the Lord Jesus told us.
Mudemu maakingemu ekkubo.
Mark afresh the way.
Lye mwayitamu nga mugenda eyo gye muli.
By which you pass to reach where you are.
Mukomewo eno mmwe.
Get back up here.
Kubanga nze kitamu ende eno mu ggulu.
For me your father I'm in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okusinziira mu
According
to 1 Timothy 6:7,
Bible
says when we came, we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. But the problem in the midst there, the way we came on this world, we no more remember it. Here they tell you, mark afresh the way you passed through as you came to the world. We try to recap how you can get from this world to reach the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, where judgment will be happening, to carry judgment to the dead. And what kind of dead are these? Let's read on.
Yeremia esula eyasa tumwe monyo lwabiri molumu.
Jeremiah 31:21.
Komawo ai omwala wa Isiraeli. Komawo mu bibuga byo bino.
Kakati kitafa gamba.
Now the father says,
tumakinge kubo litwa ita munga tujja ku
siku. Mark the way we pass through to reach this world.
So bolo kuda bibuga
bya. We can get back to our cities. What surprises most, we come on this world, we still have a memory which says we have been cities,
and
we don't agree with being in a village. We try to even make villages to be cities. For where we came from,
there
is no village there.
Our
home heaven is a city of Jerusalem there.
Now,
try to think, we are meant to be in a city environment.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Try
to build good houses in our villages. Good, but things don't come out well. But our spirit still yearns for that memory. It remembers it came from somewhere. It fights not to agree being in a village.
And
being in a village is total sorrow.
At least
you visit the city and you get a relief.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Why?
Sorrow the village, let me go to the city. Try to show we had our home at the city, but we don't remember very well.
That's
judgment is to take us back to the city where we are meant to be. After coming on the world, we got lost and we forgot to live.
Yet
our God is of the living, not of the dead. Praise Jesus.
What do
I have to show you? Our father tried to speak with us and say, Jeremiah 31:21, mark the way and get back your cities, the way you pass through to go down to the earth, the same way you would have used to get back home. But we spent a long time on this world. Most of our colleagues have passed it, many generations. All of them have not realized where they came from. We've had religions, we've had churches.
But
how do you even think you came from heaven? Perhaps you began in your mother's womb, and there we got lost so much through that aspect. Praise Jesus. But according to Genesis 28, starting from verse 10 to 12, let's put ladders, get back the door of heaven, and we enter the city, and then we begin to go show you the day to be judged. We shall bear the generator they brought. Our line is not on of electricity, but we're going to go slow.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on.
katusome lubereberye.
Let's read Genesis.
Lubereberye esura eyabirimuomuna.
Genesis 28.
Oyokumi paka orokumi nebiri.
From verse 10 unto 12.
Twagala kumakinga nga tuva ku nsi.
We want to mark right from planet Earth.
Tutekere amadala ku mulyango w'eggulu.
We put ladders to the door of heaven.
Then tulyoka tuyingira Yerusalem
eky'omuggulu. And then we enter Jerusalem of heaven.
Awali n'okuba omusango
guno. When judgment is to take place.
Lubereberye esura y'28 olunyiri lwa 10.
Genesis 28 from verse 10.
Yakobo n'ava mu Beeruseba n'agenda e Kalani n'atuuka mu kifo n'asulawo n'akesa obudde kubanga enjuba yali egudde n'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo n'alyezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe.
Yakobo
Jacob
yali yeebase naye n'ekifo kye yali yeebasemu kyali ku nsi.
Was sleeping right on planet Earth.
On
the other image is the blue planet.
Now,
as Jacob slept on planet
Earth,
he saw angels put a ladder on the door of heaven and he came down to the planet Earth. Let's read and we see.
Genesis 28,
verse
11. Nalote chiroto. Era laba amadaala agasimbibwa ku ttaka n'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu. Era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo.
Amadaala ago
those ladders
gaali gatuukira ddala ku mulyango gw'eggulu.
They reached the door of heaven.
Era bamalayika baali bakka.
And angels were descending.
Nga bajja ku nsi kuno.
And they came on this planet
Earth. Baddayo wali mu kibuga kyabwe.
And they ascend back their city.
Gabibulania
12:22 has called us.
Kwaniriza mu kibuga kya Katonda.
We welcome you in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunganira eddene ly'abamalayika.
Great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda.
And the saints of God.
So buli mutukuvu amale emirimu wano.
Now every saint who winds their work up on earth.
Alina okukunganyizibwa mu kibuga kya Katonda.
They have to be gathered in the city of God.
Okubeerayo ne bamalayika.
To be there with the angels.
N'abatukuvu nga ba Ibrahimu.
And the saints like the Abraham.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga kunakulwa omusango.
But on the day of judgment. When the Lord will come back, those saints in that city will be restored and brought back on earth. Even they cast within hell, they too are to be brought back on the planet earth. We shall first lift up the saints and be taken in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And we shall live there for some time. As we shall be there, even the evil will be brought to be judged right there, to be cast the lake of fire, which begins from the golden altar of God, which is in the midst of the cherubims. If the Father speaks of this on this issue, according to Ezekiel 22 from
18,
our Father in heaven speaks like this on the issue of judging the dead.
Ezekiel esura ya
22:18. Ezekiel 22 from verse 18.
Nti omwana w'omuntu enyumba ya Isirayiri efuusa amasengere gyendi bonna bikomo n'amasasi na byuma na mabaati wakati mu kikoomi bo masengere ga feeza. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti kubanga mwenna mufuuse masengere laba kyendiva mbakuŋŋaanya mu Yerusaalemi wakati.
Praise Jesus.
Nti abononyi bonna
all the evil
Katonda ababalanga amayinja agatali mu muwendo.
God counts them as valueless stones because they have death attached on them. Praise Jesus. Is to gather them in the Jerusalem city to be able to pour a fire upon them. Let's read verse 20.
Ezekiel esula ya 22 olunyiri olwabiri.
Ezekiel 22 verse 20.
Nga bwe bakunganya feza n'ebikomo n'ebyuma n'amabaati n'amasasi mu kyoto wakati okubifukutako omuliro okubisaanuusa bwe ntyo bwe ndikunganya mmwe nga ndiko obusungu n'ekiruyi era ndibateekawo ne mbasaanuusa.
Olunaku luno
on this day
is a
day of melding spirits.
If Matthew
10 will be coming to pass,
where he
says, fear not the one who kills the body,
but
he cannot kill your spirit,
but
fear the one who kills the body and the spirit.
On
the day of judgment,
is a day
of melting evil spirits.
Have you ever
been there and you burnt a jerrycan?
And
you melt, it's pouring down.
Is
the day of melting the dead. They who died through Adam.
All
along they moved thinking they are alive.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Many
times we've been on this world.
Most people
never realize they are dead.
And there
have been dead bodies booming the world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So that we
yes. And we came to salvation. We were meant to get light to tell us of these issues. But by the unending schemes of the devils, he moved on to pervert the church. And he took us from the track of our home in heaven and even our life. And he took us from eating and drinking of this world. Driving planes and aeroplanes and the building the buildings.
And
we saw it as the agenda of church.
Yet
Jesus has said,
the
kingdom and the righteousness, for that's the main issue.
Now, what you need,
houses and cars, will be added to you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now what the devil did,
the
agenda of the kingdom of God of heaven and righteousness, changed it in the entire church.
Right
from religions which were before, and
he
perverted
us. And we've
grown in salvation knowing
you
go to Jesus to get a car from him.
Visa. Mayumba,
houses.
Yet we are
supposed to get light from him.
The rest were
to be added us.
Mayumba, makari na
houses are the stored houses.
The
cars, the
limos,
the those are additives.
But the
devil put us on that as if it's the main
agenda. And
anyone beginning a ministry, they think that's the main agenda.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
he, the Father,
says,
gather and melt them with fire. He will melt them.
You
know where they melt a jerrycan and burning
it? It pours
on the ground and it packs itself again. Now the lake of
fire
is called everlasting death.
They melt
you toe by toe as it pours down,
and
it gets back itself on the form.
Now
when the fire consumes the head,
it
goes back to the toes
and it
begins afresh.
What surprises
on the lake of fire,
the
things I saw of it and what we studied in the city,
in
the journey of heaven, move through the
Bible.
All things done in hell, they have them in the lake of fire.
It
is mixed double.
They are
pangas, but no one holds them.
They are
serpents. You don't know where they come from.
Here
you're being melted. The snake is burning you at the same time.
And
the big axe comes rolling your way to hit you down. When we get no more of it, after knowing of these days,
we
shall tell you what is in the lake of fire, to be different and separated from hell.
They
are totally very different. You've gone in here in on remand, but they've already convicted you. Hell is just a prison.
And
it has its punishments there. Even the fire in hell is little.
But
this one is called the lake of fire.
Like
you'll fall in Atlantic Ocean and it's all fire.
Now,
I don't know where you swim to. I don't know.
Where
even chains which are bound you, where are you flying?
All
the chains of Abaddon, they are within the lake of fire.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You know, I saw many things. And we studied many things. I reached a time and me, I cannot cry. 7 years I cried and nothing changed.
Your life can change while you're on this world.
But
if you fall in hell, you no more have a change there.
You're counted
straight on the lake of fire.
They
have wasted a lot of time of you in the world. All your forefathers and uncles has killed many of them. It is confused them. But God has saved you.
For
he's taken away that confusion. Light changed the light of this
house.
Right now we see where we came from.
Let's move on.
Ezekiel 22, verse 21.
We wa ondiba omuliro gw'obusungu bwange. Namwe mulisanuka wakati mucho. Ngefeza bwe sanukira wakati mucho. Namwe bwe mulisanukira bwe mutye wakati mucho. Kale muli manyanga nze mukama bafukuseeko ekiruyi kyange.
Kakati ekizibu ekiri ku lunaku luno.
The problem on this day.
Bw'oba weesiriwaza siriwaza nga twagala manya Katonda.
You get foolish not wanting to know God.
Kuluno ojja kumutegeera lwambaka.
This time you will understand him by force.
Amen.
Kuluno muli tegeera nga nze mukama.
This time you will know I am the Lord.
Omanyi Katonda yagamba.
God said.
Buli vivi.
Every knee.
Na buli miruno okwatula. Buli vivi inofukamira mukama waffe.
Bow to the Lord. Every time I confess Jesus is Lord. You are free to confess right now and to bow to Him.
If
you will bow by force within hell.
It's
in hell and the lake of fire, it is forceful bowing. What's the prize? Even though you bow there, you're not forgiven. Even though you confess your Jesus Lord,
but
say you reject knowledge, that day you will know I am the Lord. I melt with fire.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now we tell you
you still have time called today. When you hear the voice of the Lord your God, don't harden your hearts. For there is a day called today.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Jesus always finish. Don't wait for the day he's going to come back.
The
end where you just gotten out of here. The shadow years and the days of the shadow of this world, and they get to be covered up, and they end.
So
every day we encourage you to prepare yourself. So many things around you confusing you. But be as a chosen person appears. Be like an elect. And let me tell you this.
Protestants
who are called those elects and they are separated, they are not the ones. You know, the boys of the devil familiarize the actors, angels of light.
People
who were totally saved are the ones who are separated. They were separated from the life of this world. Though you are in the world, you are not of the world. Walk like a person separated. From the world, it's death and it's
destruction.
Don't wait for a room to go separate yourself. Everywhere you walk, separate yourself. You know, some of you wait into your rooms, you separate yourself.
I'm going
to separate myself in this
room.
They separated you already, walk like one.
Yes, we
raised Jesus.
So, no richer, Buruganda.
Because of that, brethren,
there
will be a gathering of this sect.
Then
you are going to be explained of.
In
Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, they tell us these words. Read these words in the Jerusalem seat of heaven, in the journey of heaven, in the spiritual transports, like the Urim. There is the Azotals. There is the Samim. Some of those you know here, we started them. The trance. The dream and the vision.
Many
transports of our home in heaven. What's the surprise on the world we lived without knowing them? But what angers most? Fallen angels know of them. And they have been using them to trouble this world.
And spiritual
realm connect with spirits and mess them up.
And
you wake up when they bewitched you through a dream.
The word of fear God, and you
no more fear him, and you wonder what happened to
you. But
they met you in a dream and they bewitched you through it.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
But the
gathering in the city,
where the
lake of fire begins on the golden altar of God,
to
judge the dead, we are going to be explained all. It's like this. Revelations 20 from verse 11.
Nenda abantebe eyobwakabaka enene enjeru. No ye yali ajituddeko eggulu n'ensi nebidduka mu maaso ge. Era tebyazuulwa na kifo. Nenda babafu, abakulu n'abato, nga bayimiridde mu maaso g'entebe.
Yalaba abafu.
He saw the dead,
abato n'abakulu,
the younger and the old.
Nejjukira mukolesebwa k'olugendo lw'eggulu.
Remember in the revision of the journal of heaven.
It
moved through the Bible.
We've
showed you as we started
at the time.
All the young were still born.
I'm
saying they were aborted from the wombs and miscarried. Those you mess yourselves and you abort them.
Those
who get discouraged
and
the castle of God resigns. Those are in the Jerusalem of heaven.
They
pass straight to the garden, which is in the third heaven.
And
they are not appearing like young, we read them about.
We
saw them, they appear as mature people in heaven. But there is no younger spirit.
I don't know
whether when you grew your spirit too matured, did it grow? The spirit can be in every vessel where it can
reside,
where there is life of the body. Whether a worm, the spirit can appear. Even the bigger and the smallest size, the spirit will fit in there. Praise Jesus.
Now
your spirit was made very precious and valuable. For God is the spirit. Now you're gotten from him, yet you never knew that for a long time.
Yes, he was in
praise Jesus.
And
they said the dead, the younger and the older, they stood before the throne. Now the younger, we told you, take out the stillborn and those you've aborted.
And
if you get saved, you have to pay for what you did for the child you aborted.
You
have to repent to God and preach the gospel the child you aborted we are to preach.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You know, Apostle Paul stoned Stephen.
He
stoned Apostle Stephen. But he preached the gospel which Stephen was meant to preach also. He used to beat people, he too was beaten. Now be careful as you repent. When you repent those acts,
there
are some of them and God will pay you for them. That's why when I told people, if you are a false prophet,
and you
repent at the last moment, you're not forgiven. Because the seed you've sown destroying many who are going, and you've not aligned your ways, and you've left people in the evil ways.
So,
what we try to bring for you,
they're
still born and not involved here. They once miscarried. Even from 1 to 7 years, all those children don't appear here in these days. But from 8 years to above, and we studied all this how it happens.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But what
we move on to see, what kind of dead were these who were even standing? Is there a dead body which can stand? Let me tell you,
see, there are
things written in this Bible,
but
can't get their real image.
You
read the dead, you give up on them,
but
you may be among them when you don't know that.
But if you understand them, you can fight, get out of those deads. When we read of these deads, I got so surprised.
Well,
I was going into what was to happen and what was happening and what had happened before. When I was explaining of the dead at the beginning, I got so surprised when I came back on the world, most people were dead. Sometimes I fear to move among people. And I was in the Mabira forest hiding myself there. And I saw people were appearing vampires. I first feared, but I reached a moment. And they told me the second life. The life within the blood. They told me that they have life but little in their blood. But the spiritual life is finished in them. And these are dead bodies moving the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember, they're not only this generation. All generations which have been under the sun. Many
days
appeared and they leave this world.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Come out for Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus, when he came on this world, in Matthew 8:21-22, spoke of his dead in this way.
Matthew 8:21.
Omuyigirizwa we omulala namugamba nti mukama wange soko ndeke ngende nzike kitange. Naye Yesu namugamba nti yita nange leka abafu bazika abafu baabwe.
Kakati ekizibu kyali wala.
Now the problem was here.
Kama afu Yesu bajaku.
Our Lord Jesus, when he came on this world,
yagamba,
he said,
manyo mutume Peter yamugamba nti kangene soka nzike kitange.
Apostle Peter told him, let me first go bury my father.
Namugamba kitawo mufu.
He told him, your father is dead.
Nabageno muzika naoba.
Even the ones going to bury him are dead.
Atade kuwara musoli
munana. Now you have gotten alive, you are living.
Atereka emirambo jitwaro munana.
Let dead bodies take that dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kyandisa nyo kugamba ndi tatawo yagenze naye
mufretening. Munambo, your father went but he's dead.
Alimbafu abageno kuba kumusanga.
He's among the dead to happen on judgment.
Yene bakugamba ndi aboko chalo chonna bano bafumirango jenye.
People of this village are dead and they have dead bodies.
Ndo majini aliyao ngangamba baby ntu bibera be.
No, me, I was there asking how things happened.
Tuli mulugendo lwa kutusoma abafu.
We had the gen of heaven studying the dead.
Koma wo mukwode sibwa tuke
waka. Back in a vision I reached home.
Ndo tunula kutata ngalinga kamenga.
As I reached my father, he appeared like I heed and read from him. God coming in a vision and left my spiritual eyes. You see my father coming and is a dead thing moving with bones.
Entire
village, so all people are dead.
When
God, people on this village are the only dead.
You
put me in the firmament. I saw dead bodies of different
types
from the nations, clans, and languages. They driving cars. They are in a Prado. And the dead body and the bones putting in a gear. And the women dead
corpses.
And the bones are walking in the city. I said, my God, what is this?
Are
generation or not? And they took me the older generation
Adam,
from Adam. Then bodies have lived the other the sun. Yet they were moving the world. The people have passed the sun. And I said, the one who lives appears how? How can people to be dead and you can't tell them? He said that they have a quotation with me.
It's
in Hosea 4. God has a charge with people on the world. They have rejected knowledge.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So chandisa nyo kubanti wanabagena kuwa kumusangu.
I pray that all will appear for judgment.
Tukanga mlimu na abantu.
Yes, there are people I was with home.
Ngamba kati mukama ana wevitu sije vitu bizima.
Where things are
going to be. Zingenda kwe kwe kwe.
Hide myself. I'm not to be in the
people.
I used to be in Mabira forest. vision threatened me so much. Until I got used to people that Jesus moved in them while they are dead. But they claim to be living. What surprises most in this issue? You don't have God. In that death you are possessing. According to Mark 12:25-27. You don't have God. Don't you call God as if you hold yourself on Him. The world as if He abandoned it. Though He put His eyes upon it. And their works He still does. Many times never wants to appear before the dead bodies. But he said, oh, these people died a long time. Don't even have a body of heaven. No, there are many threatening things. We speak of the dead to be judged. Let's hear. Revelation 20:11.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
read Mark
12:25-27. Kubanga webali zukira mbafu, tebali wasa. So tebali waira. Naye bali banga ba malaika abomuguru. Naye byabafu okuzukizibwa. Temusomanga mu kitabo kya Musa kukisaka. Katonda bwe yamubuulira ng'agamba nti, nze ndi Katonda wa Ibulayimu, era Katonda wa Isaaka, era Katonda wa Yakobo, si Katonda w'abafu. Naye wabalamu.
Yes, praise Jesus.
Tulizukira.
When we raise legs,
tulibanga bamalayika.
We shall be like angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Obula kakasa nti waliwo okuzukira okubaawo wano.
Prove this resurrection happening here. In these exact seasons we are in. Then we shall no more be woman or man in Christ. That's why I tell you, you must understand that the body you possess is of death.
It's
not your own body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What possesses those parts you see troubling you?
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in heaven we are to appear like angels. It's the way we have to be there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't begin to think you have your mother and your wife up there. You have a house you'll be in heaven with children there. In heaven we are all going to appear as children there. And our Father is the one of heaven.
Amen.
And your brethren. You see different from you in the sex, in the body parts. In heaven, all of us shall appear as angels. And the people saying, you made up these things of the married in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Things are just troubling yourself. There is no meaning in them at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nothing
except be troubled of them. But we are happy God to give us a body of heaven.
But it will
have no parts troubling us there. We shall be with joy perfected and complete. And is not missing and lacking.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he has said, he God is not of the dead. He's the God of the living.
Abraham
said, I'm the God of the late Abraham.
No.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
People
who are living and they are existing in heaven. All you counted of the dead you have to explain. No, you don't have God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Except
when you get from the dead, for he's not of the dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He is the God of the living.
But
these people died a long time. Many thousand years back. They never resurrected a very many. According to 1 Corinthians 15. From verse 20 on to 23. These people had died through Adam. But the death was not realized. For they are left with the liberty of walking the earth. They thought that they were living. But what surprises most? Most of them are still dead bodies. Let's read on here.
Bakolinse chisoka esula ya 15 olunyolo abiri.
First Corinthians 15 from verse 20.
Naye kakano Kristo yazukizibwa mu bafu gwe mwako mbereberi ogwabo abebaka. Kubanga okufa bwe kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu kwabaawo ku bw'omuntu. Kuba bonna bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo.
Have you heard that word? They all died through Adam.
After
resurrecting the Lord Jesus.
So
if you hear the gospel of salvation,
we
don't preach to people that Jesus will give them cars. Those are additions.
There's
a problem upon these people.
We
never accept them even to be with God. Even though the lake of fire they are accounted upon
it.
That is the major thing bringing them to Christ. They had died yet Christ is ready to give them life.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
Drive
how many cars? Do you have how much money? I prove you need Jesus. No matter when you
need.
And let me tell you,
if you reject,
he told you will melt you and you say his Lord. He promised every knee will bow to him. He
didn't
tell you how they will cause you bow. But every knee. Every time must confess. When you will confess it. You wait. They are given you peaceful truths. When you still have time without being forced, Jesus is Lord, do things worthy before you're forced and give you a wage, eternal life.
Yes,
you
ever
praise Jesus. Provide for you as a child of God and they fight your wars. You're struggling with your life. Just a little life in your blood or your spiritual part, you died long time. You struggle with it in that little life and you must bow in hell. In the lake of fire you must confess and you shall not get out of there. Every knee must bow. He didn't tell you how. Everyone is to confess Jesus as Lord. He didn't tell you when. Decide whether today or in the lake of fire. You know, God is the mighty God. He was, he is, and he will be.
But God
will add you with him and those minding you. They who died, you claim they have not bowed to him.
As,
what do you know yourself? Even your brain never understood. You wanted to begin to think. Now you think you understand so much.
Nothing
you know, let me tell you.
When
a single finger you never matured and raised it to grow. Even when you cut your nail, you can't foresee it to grow again. What can you foresee of yourself? Even the child you say you are taking care of them. When we ask how they mature to reach there, what did you see?
No,
I'm taking care of my child. What have you taken care of? Except the authority of God.
Amen.
You know, I take care of my child. You sleep and you open your mouth like that. You have abandoned the child who watches over them.
You can't
sleep on them. But who tries to hinder you sleep on your child? Have you ever slept and you try to sleep on a mature person and they push you aside? How dare you let up sleep on your young child? Who foresees that?
Can
you can even wake up and they have taken the child away from you. And you look for them no more there. But brethren, those are like that. Try to take away that hard heart. You know, some of you have hard
hearts which are full of stubbornness.
So,
there is no understanding in you per se. For you are a baby. You don't know where to go to Susu, neither to Pupu from where. You did everything there. Now you see you understand so much. That's why God all they don't remain standing. He makes them lie flat down again. To show you, you began from the ground. You have to kick the dead body, tell them to act proud and stand again. You get back as a baby on the floor down. That's your body which lies to you. Now you stand on it like that. The one who strengthened the bones, never mind him. Whether you grew where you born, you have to ask them all, made the bone grow. It's my strength. Madness in the human head. Let's move on, get explained over the dead. They have told us, 1 Corinthians 15:20-22,
and
people all died through Adam.
Are
to resurrect in Christ Jesus. But what surprises most? Every person is brought in his own turn. Just as you were within this time. People never realize why they are brought on this world. We came to eat, get satisfied, and do all things. We forgot we came that we get out of the
day
to reconcile with our God.
And
we accept we get born again. He speaks like this. Verse 23. Every person you brought on your own.
In Adam.
When they brought him with Eve. When you look at yourself, you are the Eve. And that was the Adam.
So, Adam.
Adam is not a case as per se.
Adam.
Adam. Who came from Adam, they are the Adams and Eve. If it were you to be the first Eve,
Adam,
and I'm the Adam, you would have done the same thing. Now, God said, let's take each in his own turn.
Adam and Eve
came first. Adam and Eve, you two have come in your turn.
Now,
each in his turn, in their season.
There
would have been a problem if we are all brought once.
For
their season where there is no light. You can all die and get destroyed. Praise He, our Father. Bring us in different seasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Praise the Father as soon as He brought you in. For at least there is light in the season. But there are your fathers who died wizards and sorcerers.
It is not
single light of the word to tell them. What did they come for this world? Religions are killed and destroyed.
Salvation
is perverting like that.
Pastors
make us raise chairs and jump in the synagogues. Baskets of money to take them home to eat.
And
go back say we had fellowship. The man of God spoke.
Wow.
The man speaks. If I get the mouth like his. That he gave you poison and you thank him for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So abantu weba tebafiramu Adam.
People died through Adam.
Eraye Adam agamba.
Adam, he says.
Abantu bagamba Adam yayogera dimbi
awandi. When did Adam speak through Scripture?
Kali omoyo mutukuvu.
Now the Holy Spirit.
Yalese dobozi ya Adam.
He brought the voice of Adam.
Nali isa mutume Paul.
And made it pass through Apostle Paul.
Okutubulira da kitufu foko kwabao.
Tell us, did that death really happen? And people, are they really dead?
Kumusango kuli bagenda kubera
ko. On the judgment, are they to happen and
appear? Singa tebazaliwa kwa kubira.
They don't get born again.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
I get the word.
He's spoken of this.
In
Romans 7, from verse 7.
Abaluumi esula ya musanvu lunyolo musanvu.
Romans 7 from verse 7.
Kale tunayogera tutya? Amateeka kyekibi kitalo. Naye sanditegedde kibi wabula mu mateeka. Kubanga sandi manyi kwegomba. Singa amateeka tegayogera nti teweegombanga. Naye ekibi bwe kyalaba we kiyima ne kikolanga munzo olw'amateeka okwegomba kwonna. Kubanga wataba mateeka ekibinga kifudde. Nange edda nabanga mulamu awataali mateeka. Naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja ekibi ne kizuukira. Nange neenfa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Adamu agamba.
Adam says.
Nti yaba mulamu ebbanga ddene nnyo mu lusuku.
He used to live a long time in the garden.
Nga tebannamuwa kiragiro.
Before he was given the command.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja.
When the command came.
Mu lubereberye sura ey'okubiri.
In Genesis chapter 2.
Olunyolo 15 ne 16.
From 15 to 16.
Ronda bwe yatwala Adam lusuku.
When God took Adam in the garden.
Namugamba ku miti giri gyonna olyanga.
Told him of all the other trees you can eat of them.
Naye omuti okumanya obulungi
n'obubi. The tree of knowing good from evil.
Ogulyako.
Don't dare eat from it.
Nakulo oligulyako.
The day you eat of it.
Olirema kufa.
You will surely die.
Kati kiragiro bwe kyajja.
When the command came.
Sitani mwenyini n'agoloka mu lubereberye sura ya kusa.
The devil himself arose in Genesis 3.
N'amulimba.
And he lied to him.
Era yagamba.
And he said.
Ndiye mulimba n'okufana.
He lied to him and he died.
Wabula enfa yebadde etubuzaabuza.
The type of death is what has been confusing us.
Yafa atya kiki abawo.
How did he die? What happened on him?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Sibiro binyonyose bulungi.
I think you've got to explain it well.
Ekiragiro bakiwa mu lubereberye sura ya kubiri.
The command was brought in Genesis 2.
Olunyolo 15.
15.
To 16.
And they told him, if you touch of the tree, you will surely die.
But
the evil, the devil, in Genesis 3, lied to him and he died.
The
Bible shows the body of heaven was removed from him.
He
was given the body of death we are moving with now.
Friend,
the body you have is not your body. It's a body of death. Everyone within it, they are still dead. Except if God is born again. And they give a body from heaven. And you possess two bodies. Which is called two in one. You appear as one spirit with two bodies. When you unclothe this, you are filled with another body. It is not that. Whoever has the body of heaven is dead. Not of only this generation, but all who came before us. And they are in hell with the bodies of the dead. The other body appears like a sack. Those olden sacks of Siso is the body they have. They stretch them and they begin to stretch like that. And the bones are packed without shape. You are like bones packed within a sack. People totally died in reality. We are failed to get light to lighten to us. God to take me to the journey of heaven. He was giving us a book of remembrance. What we said about the journey of heaven. It's not new. It's your journey and my journey. Journey which brought us on this world and we have to move. And it was written of it an entire book. The Bible. But we had forgotten it. God moved me in its reality of what it needs.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
But the truth is this. People are in the body of death. If you don't get a body from heaven, problem is that people to appear on judgment, you are among them. You are among the dead you've seen standing on the judgment. Let me tell you. Are you having a church you've come from? Did they tell you of these things?
We
don't want to
backbite
them. You know, their brethren, they will get in check and blind. If they have not told you of these things, you are bad love. Which religion are you coming from? Are you a Catholic?
Unto
you, you are so bad love.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But we've
not spoken
that.
God has been hearing all the angels.
Praise Jesus. And maybe you fellowship from somewhere.
We
don't just anyone here where they fellowship from. It profits you there, be there. Don't seek your things, we seek you. But when you get lost yourself, we shall let you go, get lost yourself. The Bible says, never say that people made a human spirit get lost. Bible says, what does it profit in the world? And
eat
and you forfeit your soul, you make it get lost. The percentage of making your spirit get lost, you have a greater one on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Right now is the moment. You may restore your spirit to yourself.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. When you understand its
life,
get from the dead to appear for your judgment. Friend, people are dead. When they walk, you may think they are living. This world we are into, it's the world of vampires, the moving dead. Maybe you saw those films. Those films form angels act to them when they know. And they pass through the film industry. And they try to tell us what they made us into. And they check, is there anyone who has realized them? And they say, we have not realized anything. You see, you even eat dead bodies. They are in the world of the dead. Most are dead within the world. Get a chance to live. They are seeking for your blood. Those, you got saved totally to get to heaven.
It's
a battle which has arisen. Let me tell you, the devil to fight them to go to eternal life, it's the major mission.
Mission
is not on your finances. Twisted your mind and confused you. The battle is in your finances. The battle is in getting to be alive. If you get alive, you have waged a war on him. Your finances are things of the world. There is no car you have not seen yet, and you have not heard of it. If
you have
never seen, at least in a dream, you saw it. But problem, you have not understood where your life ends. Your finances are your problems. God says, seek the kingdom and righteousness. I'll get them from wherever they are, I'll add them to you. Our battle is not of finances. Our battle is of the kingdom and righteousness. To enter in there. And to see that I've seen it here. The devil never accepts you even see of the kingdom. Even if you remain in us, you cannot see the kingdom. And you cannot dare enter in it. Now you thought the battle was of finance. Demons hold your money. This battle is not of your finances.
The
devil trapped you moving onto a wrong course now. Pastor, this has been a wilder gospel, which is called the financial
one.
That gospel, let me tell you, the devil knows the major battle. He withdrew and gave you something you're chasing wind. What profit does someone get in the toils? They toil under the sun. You are in eating and drinking, you are in breakthrough of that. The father said,
miracles
are food to children. If you're still dead, you are not a child to God. You can't get quick miracles like that. And the devil faked his
own.
Whether your life or dead, come.
Change
the gospel. Your life was put aside. You know, this is the major thing. After we say, life is wealth. The man is the God man.
He
put that in a talk. Life is wealth.
He
knows it.
He
knows life is really wealth.
Now,
according to your life is finishing. You are looking for wealth.
On
your life consuming the all of it. They know that wealth is lying in your life if you possess it.
They trouble
people looking for money. But he knows they are rich, but they are foolish. They don't understand.
If you
get eternal, who are rich, who is going to outlive all days,
the
one who has things in heaven and earth, they are yours. Now that he wrestles with it,
you
think the battle is in finances. Finances,
you
know, they are there. They are
there.
Petrol,
oil,
everything is on this world.
Life is not,
for most here are dead bodies. Nothing you need which is not on this world.
When
the spirit has that all we need in life and serving him.
2
Peter chapter 1 verse
3.
The divine power of God
gave
us all we need for life and serving God. It already gave us, we have them around.
It
shows you they are not there. Look for them. But they are there. God put 25 trillion of angels
and
see how we shall eat and drink.
Because
we are not children, they too are not serving. And they fulfill the word of God, yet we are not on it. Problem which is the devil shows this. What we need is our problem. He the Father says, I know what you need before you ask of me. What is in the ministry? Our battle is on what? What we need for our life.
The
Father says, I know them. Before you ask them of me.
The
problem you have with children.
Adam,
last time Adam, I planned for you.
Eve.
I have brought Eve for you. After I brought her,
and
you did this all right. And when the devil messed you up, you said, Lord, the woman you gave me. Children of God were not supposed to ask for anything.
But
what brought prayer and asking?
When
God planned for us,
when we used it
wrongly, we bounced the case to him back.
He said,
you first show me that now you're
not,
and you're going to use it rightly. Then I give you after.
No, the devil said,
no, it's me holding them, no problem. They are lost, you come, I give them to you.
Right?
Now we are in battle. God has no strength to provide for us. Beat the devil and I attack. And that he leaves your house and your car.
Yet
he's consuming, taking all your life away. If you thought the kingdom of righteousness,
you have discovered
your life and God adds you whatever you need. The battle of church is not to fight with demons.
Problems.
Stand as commanders, command angels, capture demons and bind them. But the devil changed it himself.
But in order to go away,
even the battle you fight yourself, you find it, you tear.
Tell
him, go burn, go burn,
fire.
You fire yourself. You fire yourself. Angels of fire waiting for you.
The things
he knows people died through Adam.
He
lied them in Genesis 3.
He told them,
you will not die, yet they were heading to death. And he knows they died.
Now
we have a chance to get born again. Whoever comes under the sun, that's what he is fighting.
You
think the battle is in our finances?
They leave
the body while they are still dead bodies.
Judgment
will be among them. The battle failed on his side.
Going
to become both these fails.
He doesn't
want to get destroyed alone.
Now,
church is wasted your time.
Demons,
I don't know what we are studying.
There's
an entire school ministry of demons.
It's a
ministry there. You study one by one demon type.
Almost
are the devils. Chase them off. Angels, you know, only two.
Bible
says, without knowing the numbers on your side. You don't know angels on your side. You know, one by one demon type. When you reach
nursery,
you begin from the nursery of the demon, nursery section.
You are studying
demons.
The
devil is out there troubling
people.
After he puts a chain that another dreamed when he's lighting
them.
Devils appear as angels of light. What light is in the demons? What fills human heart is what gets up them. What you stand in your heart
is
what fills in you, and you walk by it. Those are the battles you have to be in. The
more
you study angels, you can even call them in a dream.
Gabriel,
Abaddon,
Nebajo,
and they come. For that is what is in you.
Amen.
Demon attacks and call Abaddon. And tie them with chains.
In the
dream, they capture them.
The more you study
the demons, they chase you the entire night. The devil confused you. He knows the treasure you're meant to be with. He knows people died.
Then
you are taken off the body of heaven.
But
the problem is they have a chance to get born again. Then the devil doesn't have that chance. According to John 16, Jesus, when he lifted from here, the devil had been already condemned.
And
he wanted to be cast in the lake of fire. He knows he has no chance. For the angels, you are chased from heaven. They told them, you have no chance to get born again.
They
are not a human being.
It's
possible to get born again. That is the battle now. And they never realize they are dead even.
If they realize
they are dead, they will fight on their own. Let's make them think they have life. That's what they are always planning for us. That's why the gospel was changed. Just speak on the mouth, you don't understand it. When you got born, what happened on you now?
No, please, I'm born again.
It's in a local car. What happened?
They must mean the water.
Okay.
That's enough. I was baptized and I'm born again.
You've never desired the word, you're just there.
What
which will mature you? Born again over what? Don't even you're supposed to be given a body. Everything born comes with a body. When you got born again, which body were you given? Everything born comes with a body. Everything born comes with a body. When you got born, which body was given you?
Don't care about my soul.
You know, when people have stubbornness in the brains.
turning and therefore
made them mad.
They are having a
rubbish of words covering them in them.
Let me tell you,
when you've gotten born again before,
there is
a pride you get when you got saved with in things you don't understand.
You
reach here, we explain words to you.
What are you saying?
Oh, Gamba,
you have taken 30 years of
God and said, blockers.
Those are Nicodemus.
Those are the Nicodemus.
They have
many years in Paradise, but they don't know issues of getting born again, how they stand.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you think I'm lying, go ask him concerning the dead. Ask him, how did we die in Adam?
When
you tell them to get born again, you know the first birth you came from your mother's womb. Now that is another Nicodemus.
This
does not get from the womb. This is what happened when Adam was being created. He was born of the spirit and water.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the confusion is in this world. People don't know they are dead. They think they are alive.
And
the death of this body is the real death.
Right.
That is sleeping, your body is tired. He told the Lord, Lazarus is dead. He told them, no, he's sleeping. Lord, you have a problem on your brains.
He's
dead, you say he is sleeping. Lazarus checked out of the body, is there. When he reaches, you let Lazarus come back.
One
who was dead, he was coming from where now?
Now
the devil called us. When the body sleeps, they say he's dead. Yet you are in hell.
This world
has its darkness. We don't understand. Many times when I'm walking, I try to hide from these people.
That
they don't see me.
They
are moving. These looking. The hiding is simple, not hard. You can shift off the levels up to remain on the ground. They may look for you, never seeing you. They cannot say even and know how you're living to an extent. For the spiritual man searches all, but it can't be searched and checked.
Trying
to manifest in pride, they can hunt for you till they kill you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I
see them. Sometimes they come among the who come here.
Hey,
Pastor. How comes you look like a sheep?
Have
you seen here with God?
There's
another who came yesterday
asked.
I want to see of the apostle here. Senior pastor.
You
wanted to see the senior pastor.
They
told him, do you know him?
I didn't know him.
Mitwa was there.
You'll
be there. If you came, I'm here. Let's get to Romans.
Balumi sura ya musanvu olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Romans 7 verse 8.
Naye ekibi bwe kyalaba bwe kiyima ne kikolanga mu nze olw'amateeka okwegomba kwonna kubanga wataba mateeka ekibi nga kifudde. Nange edda nabanga mulamu awataali mateeka. Naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja ekibi ne kizuukira nange ne nfa. N'ekiragiro ekyali eky'okuleeta obulamu ekyo ne kirabika gye ndi eky'okuleeta okufa kubanga ekibi bwe kyalaba bwe kiyima olw'ekiragiro ne kinnimba ne kinzita olw'ekyo.
You hear how he explains by the command in Genesis. Genesis chapter 3.
The devil
has a way twisted that command. And he
said,
"You will not die."
But
he knew that we were to die.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Someone
in reality died.
And
this is the chance we are into right now. Try use it to get out of the dead. To get into the living.
Because
there is the confusion under this sun. To think that we are living and not know where we came from. And why did we come on this world? The body we had gotten is a body of death.
We
could not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why we were chased from there and we came on this earth. For whoever would have come from, whoever would come from. Whoever would have been brought from the four living creatures, where spirits are, would have appeared in the body of flesh, the body of death. That's why they push in the valley of the shadow of death. That we can align ourselves, get born again, and we get to be living children, and we get to be lifted back to the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. But the troubles of this world never accept yet the battle is serious.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Our
battle is not eating and drinking, not to divide the lands of this world. The battle is in getting born again. Keep yourself not dying again. Many are born and they die the second time. According to verse 23, Romans 7:23.
Era ngalinde tamu bufuge wansi weteke lye kibi eri mu bitundu byange. Nze ngandi muntu munaku ani alindokola mu mubiri ogwo kufa guno.
Kakati yagamba banana.
I said,
mubiri kwandi mugwapo.
Today I'm in his of death.
Anguri mubiri kuno kwetu
limu. Let me tell the body we possess.
Nanyine kwa muita kufa.
His owner is called death.
Oyo no malaika wa kufa ye yakukola.
That is the angel of death who made this body for us.
Era wali mu rubere bire sule
yokusa. And in Genesis chapter 3.
Wetu akwata ku muti.
When we touched of the tree.
Wali wo kutemya koliso kwa ba.
A twinkle of an eye something happened.
And
we are translated, given this body of death. And death is the one who made this body for us. The angel of death is in Revelation 6. From verse
7
and
8.
Let's read of him.
Revelation 6
verse 7.
Naibu ya wembula kabone la kukuna. Nempulire dobozi lye kiramu ekyokunanga kyogera nti jangu. Nendaba era laba embalasi ya kyenvu neyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa. Ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Kati malaika okufa.
Now the angel of death.
Ye yawanyisa omuntu mukaseera.
The one who translated a human being in that moment.
Not
one
biri kuno gokufa.
He gave us this body of death. That's why it's called the body of death.
Sifeba nanyini
ko. It's not us who own it.
The other
for us in a twink of an eye, the angel of death walks on a yellow horse. They are yellow horses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
is the one who made this body for us. And he made it to be able to shepherd the evil people. And he shepherds like this. Let's read to finish that verse. Revelation 6:8.
Nawe obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna ekyensi, okutta n'ekitala, n'enjala, n'olumbe, n'ensolo z'ensi.
You know he gave this body to be able to be affected by famine. Famine is an entire sickness. We give those every time. Even now,
ask
the people who are demanded of that dose. In some of the wilder sicknesses,
which are
this body we found, is the sickness of hunger. And every time we give a dose to it, we tried, but not easy. Because
God put enough medicine of it.
We have matoke.
Matoke is a medicine. We have kosho milk, rice. All those medicines, the dose of which will kill the sickness arising again. One of the sickness which have failed in this world, but he God heals it. When we enter eternal life, we
no more
feel hungry, neither thirsty, and we no more get sick.
The
sickness is while it failed of this world.
So you not take a dose, you
prepare a dose when it's early.
I expect
you left home while preparing the doors for it.
And you pass through some money
for painkillers along the way. That's what is on the body you are having.
Maybe you are
looking
and you say,
I'm looking good. I'm looking good. You think, have you ever seen yourself? You are on the body of death praising it. It has wilder sicknesses.
You
know, people say HIV is dangerous, but there is a
number
which failed. God alone heals it.
And
Jesus, food of the one, we get satisfied.
When
we check from it, we no more feel hungry.
For
feeding us the eternal word. All the rest will pass away. But the word of the God will never pass away. Even the body we have is up there.
And
imagine when it has to feel hungry. And it can get sick.
The
angel of death made this body for us.
And
since we are in a twinkle of an eye, and they saw they were naked, friend, there was a translation there.
They
changed them to be in the body we have today of death. And the world never knows this. We think the world has to live like that.
The
church was to bring light. We too, they perverted us a long time. I'm not talking of the new generation. I speak of the past generations. Of salvation of ignorance. We had perverted not knowing issues of life. And though when we thank God, I thank the Lord.
He's
preserved while not dead. For my younger brother. He died when he was 4 months. But me, I am alive.
And
when you see the one claiming they are alive. You are on the one of 4 months who went to the garden. Even our thanking has to change. I thank the Lord. He added me of the life of this world. I can align myself and get eternal life. Glory and honor back to him. But he said, thank God I've not died in the past year. Yet you died many years back.
From
darkness is on this world. Even what people speak, there's no wisdom in it. Praise Jesus, brethren. I want to ask a question. Before the angel of death gave us this body, in the beginning he did what
worked.
He was not working, but he existed.
And
whether the stars, even angels were created, angels were given assignments ever since man began to sin. They were to do what now?
Hebrews
1:14 says,
angels
are
spirit
sent to some day to inherit salvation. They were there worshipping and praising. There is no work to do.
God
had prepared knowing the work will reach and happen.
There
is a God who foresees things from far.
Reality,
people died. And this was, I thank God.
safudde.
I didn't die last year. You tell him, I thank you added
me life.
You say, I thank you added me life of the flesh that I may hold eternal life. Thank me for saving from the other day. They who died through Adam. And you made me alive within you. Thank you for giving me a board of heaven. Right now I bloom, I'm alive.
But
thank you God.
He
made me live long. I'm in 100 years.
Ecclesiastes 200
years. Not go to the same place with a stillborn.
Live
long, but do rightful things in your years.
To live
when the spiritual is no meaning. At least they check it from the body, from the woman, you go home back.
No,
and you escape the troubles of the world. Instead of coming in the troubles of the world and you never align yourself.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Agambi, arabia no mirigo kufa.
He said, "What unto him?
Kufa,
we've seen death, the things he does.
Naye, this
happened in Genesis 3.
From
verse 6 as we wind up.
Genesis 3
verse 6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi n'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya n'awa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya amaaso gabwe bombi ne gazibuka ne bategeera nga baali bwereere.
You hear what happened? All long they were seeing.
They
accepted to eat the spiritual realm. Or it has the believing. They believed the things the devil told them. And they got the spiritual eating. Even though you're eating the word of God, the believing of what the devil told them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have you understood that?
And
the tweak of an eye as a tweak like this.
That
you see that their eyes both opened. There came an immediate
twist.
Like in a twinkle. As they opened.
Eve.
What is this on your chest? What kind of body have you gotten from where?
Adam
is speaking, that is just seen himself.
Eve
who is watching him. What is that?
And
they are not clothed.
They have
the ever with its clothing. It vanished from them. As they looked, let's go hide ourselves. When God came, he told them, you ate of the tree and refused that don't eat of it. How did
they
know that you are naked?
Death
had been put on the side waiting for them.
If he
touched, change their body, give them another.
Okay.
It's why we're chasing the garden. For fresh blood never inherits heaven.
They
have the translation.
But
we've studied a couple of years without knowing what happened to Adam and Eve.
If God
never took me to the garden to see what happened there,
it,
I could never be able to understand it. But we studied the Bible as I saw how things happened.
Opened
the eyes. It was a take
up.
And they changed them.
For
all of them, they walked the garden sink.
This
same which eyes had opened on them.
They
changed their bodies.
And the end of them is
the body we move with under the sun. But that's mystery secret. It
has
spent very many years.
Yet
we've never taken off its seal.
We
call all people within the world. You come
to
the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
You're able to
get whatever you need to know on God and on your life, together with the heavens and earth.
When he explains it,
1 Corinthians 15, verse 50,
he
speaks of this on what happened, how we entered in the body of death.
It's
the way it will happen when the Lord Jesus comes back.
We'll
vanish, and the other we get born again with will swallow this. Let's read and hear.
Bakolise kisoke sura ya 15 onyolwa 5. Naye kino kyenjogera abooluganda ng'omubiri n'omusaayi tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
When we entered
flesh and blood, Genesis chapter 3:22-24, and they chased us from the garden and they pushed us on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Every spirit coming must be Adam or Eve. It's sent on this world.
And
it gets that body of death. If Christ came to clothe the body of death,
it passed
through the process of getting born again through baptism. Even the second resurrection of getting from hell, the 3 days is spent there to give us the levels and criteria of the resurrection.
But
the body he came back with, even though you close the building, you can enter it.
That's
the body we had before. Adam went heaven back.
And
to go to heaven, you think it takes how long? In a trickle, you are reached heaven. And he's coming back here.
Just
that he couldn't access heaven again. Till we aligned himself.
Right
now, aligning ourselves became a problem to us.
For religions
have deceived, lied to us, we no more understand.
Salvation
to give us light, the devil has added more darkness in it.
What
concerns our real life. Speaks saying,
Bakolinse kisoka esula ya 15 onyolwa 5.
First Corinthians 15 verse 15.
Sono okuvunda tekusikira butavunda.
Bonombiri okuvunda tekusobola kubera
yeye. This perishable body cannot be within heaven.
Tugenda kubanga tukulaga kunako
lwoko na lwoko. Show you on the Thursday and Friday.
Omubiri okuba ogudayo mukuru.
The body which gets back to heaven.
Ngeri jo okufuna mukuzali mundi
okuba. How you get it through getting born again.
Osobola okuva mbafwa.
That you get from the dead. Praise Jesus.
We
repeated this a couple of times.
We've
not been within the world when we need to emphasize it much.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Agambia.
He has said,
Bakolinse kisoka esula ya 15:51. Laba mbabulire ekyama. Tetulie bakafe na. Naye fena tulifusibwa. Mangwago ngakutemya kikoi.
We shall not all sleep. When Adam and Eve were being translated, they never even slept. They were just there.
Evil
as Eve
Adam.
Came told Adam,
and
he believed it.
Eve.
You know Eve. When the devil lied her, God never changed her
immediately
as her. There was another to help her to
refuse
who had been given the command of Adam. But when he too believed, in the twinkle of an eye,
they
did not even sleep that sleep to wake up next day when they have been translated. They believed. They came in at the twinkle of an eye. As they opened the eyes, and like the wind will blow and you tweak. As you open your eyes, the body they have is different. Because it could live at least a little moment in the garden, and not like the one we have now. Still had enough life
to live
969 years. Genesis 6, they cut the life. Right now, there's no more life it can't resist in this body. In those days it was 120 years. In the era of King David, they cut more years. In Psalms 90, to 70 to 80 years. When 2000 reached, they cut
here
on 40 to 60 years. Even a child of 15 years, they complain of back pains and the bones. Things totally got to be changed.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Life
is totally reduced from the body. That's why Jesus said in John 10, I came that they may have life, a life which is filled. Life had totally got to be finished.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
in
the
twinkle of an eye,
Adam and Eve
were removed off the body of heaven. And we are given a body of death, which we are moving by under the sun. The same thing when the Lord Jesus comes back, in
the
twinkle of an eye, as you look at yourself, you don't have that body. The second body you got will be appearing, just as the one who gets gotten from the body right now. Get you from the body and you see yourself in a glorious body aside there. Now as we wind up because of time, God had spoken in 2 Corinthians 5 on the Thursday and Friday in the journey of heaven. We shall tell you how you get that body and how does it appear that you get from the dead. Don't appear among the dead to be judged. Second Corinthians 5 from verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe y'ensiisira ey'omunsi eri abizibwa.
Ensiisira y'omunsi eno gye tulimu.
Of this world we are into,
gwe mubiri gwaffe guno
gwe tulimu. Body we are having.
Ko kujja kwabizibwa.
It will be destroyed.
Era baba twabizibwa bulijjo.
It's destroyed every time.
It will
check out of it. But it's threatening to find you not with the body of heaven.
That
he says that don't you be found when you're naked. The spirit which is naked without a body.
For
your body had died through Adam.
You
give you a spiritual body like a sack. Lamentation, we shall study all of it. When you check without the body of heaven, they give you that fake body like a sack. And they give you the angel of hell and it takes you in the prison on the day of judgment. Get you from hell, come back with this world. After the last tribulation will happen, and
they'll
be brought in the city of God to be judged there. But the saints shall be there, just as others preached already there. This is what we are fighting for ourselves.
Second Corinthians 5 verse 1. Tulina eyazimbibwa everi Katonda, enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono, eyemirembe n'emirembe eyomuguru.
Tulina enyumba yafumbiri ogwo kuva mu.
We have the body from heaven.
Which
we are for a while on this world.
Request
one thing, brethren.
Don't
accept to check from your body without proving having the body of heaven.
Say,
Lord, give me a minute to yearn and pray for that body. If you dare check out without that body,
come
among the dead.
What shifts
you from the body of death is to be given the body of the living. And that is spoken in your mouth. Lord, my names from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life.
Now,
the first book of death is the body you are into.
Anytime
you are in that body, you are in that book of death. Who is not registered? Aren't you in that body? Maybe you was gotten born again. Most people are registered in the book of death. That's why the books of death are two. That body and the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. But the first death they speak of, the body of death there in the first book of death. And to glory from there, you must get born again. And you're given a body from heaven. And you're registered in the book of life. The one known as Christ Jesus our Master. He is the book of the living. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
era bw'obeera mu ye nga gwe muzabibu ogwa ddala
ng'olittabye
oba omaze okuba mu kitabo ekyo
abantu
basubira mu katonda agenda
leeroobuk
I reached
heaven and I never saw those big books there. Those books are in mystery.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So,
okay, in this body groaning, God to clothe us the one from heaven. Let's finish this verse.
2 Corinthians 5,
verse 2.
Kubanga tusindira mweno. Nga twegomba okwambazi b'ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
Bwe tubeera mu guno,
manyi
ndabye abantu bangi nga
bakaabasingana
basabaokamanaylwaki otulekako
obwavu bunoalaga
gwe biki
byokaabira
sindabakuwombira
okuvaokaabira
biki tuli mukuno nga
tusiiramukama
twambaze okufa ogwewaka
tuve
mu kyo kyokufa tuyingire
mukyabalamutunabeera
abantu bo
wetunabeera
abaana bo
kubanga
tuli katonda abafu
bw'otulamusa
bw'otufuula abalamu
n'otuzukizatubeera
abaana be n'ebyamagero mmere
y'abantu
kati tabu eri wakati
yaweukaabira
kirala naye
agamba
Bakolinsi ekyokubiri essuula 5 olunyolwokusatu bwe tuliyambazibwa mpozi tuleme okusangibwa nga tuli
bwereereobuli
mirembe egiyise
wansiso
ekigambo okusima mundi
gwakubirimunange
kirimu okwebombira okuva
ekisobola
okukakasa kyokadde obudde
mukitabo
ekyokufa
olina
ofuuka kibeeta
2-in-1obeera
n'emibiri
You possess two bodies, yet you are in one spirit. When you unclothe this body, you
are
found in another body.
Those
is the way of the children of God in this world.
And
you spoke, I'm a child of God, you know.
You know
they led by God in spirit.
You
just speak, but you don't understand it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So to
we will come in the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
We have
to speak the word in John 3. Jesus said you must get born again. If it's not that,
you can't
enter neither to see of the kingdom of God. The importance of it rotates so much.
For
people had died,
it started
to give us a chance to get born again.
That birth,
everything born again gets a body.
So
we must be given a body from heaven.
Wait
us on 2000 Friday.
And
Wednesday we are here studying the schemes of the devils. We are still finishing the number 666. We are about to see the right Christ in this church.
And
false Christ and their churches.
Those
are started on Tuesday and on Wednesday. On Thursday and Friday,
we
resume the journey of heaven.
We begin
from 4:30 until 8 sharp in the evening. From Tuesday to Friday.
Then
we get back on Sunday.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming.
And
bring many other brethren. More to understand. May God bless you so much. Arise on your feet. We pray God to help us.
That
we don't appear among the dead.
And
we yearn so much to be given a body of heaven. Let's first thank Him.
For
He has told us to prove it.
Spoken
Isaiah 48, verse 17.
That
I'm a God who teaches you how to
prove
it. Ask God. Be to yearn for Him. Tell Him, Lord.
Okay.
Don't want to be among the dead to be judged. I want to be among the living. Your saints
say
to carry judgment out.
Say,
I know you're going to take care of me and to watch over me. That I will overcome the world. Whatever overcomes whatever overcomes the world is what is born of you, God.
tukugulumiza tukudiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kabaka wa bakabaka, tukanyiza nga bweyogera mu Matayo 18:19 ogamba nti 2:3 kyebanakkaanyako ku nsi kitaffe oli mwetegefu okukikola. Tukwebaza kubanga otuyigiriza okugasanga leero era otusomesezza nga bwe wasuubiza mu Isaaya 8:17 tiyekwe Mukama atuyigiriza okugasa tuzze ku lusozi lwo nga leero bwekirisibo kabaka bakabaka nga bweyogera omwoyo wo ng'agamba mu Mika 4:4 nti bonna balijja ku lusozi lwa Mukama okuyigirizibwa. Tuzze gy'oli okutuyigiriza era omubeezi omwoyo ovu abaddewo nnyo nnyini okulabika ng'atuyigiriza nga bwe wamugambako osinziira mu Yokaana 14:16 ye bw'alijja omwoyo w'amazima alibayigiriza byonna n'abajjukiza byonna. Tukwebaza okusinziira mu Isaaya 2:2 twazze ku lusozi lwo nga bwe wasuubiza era olituyigiriza. Mukama tutegedde eby'amateeka go olwaleero twawulidde ddala n'otujjukiza ewaffe mukulu gye twava era n'ekibuga kyaffe Yerusaalemu eky'omukulu n'omusango gye gulibeera. Bwe tubadde tusoma ekitundu kino ekyokubiri ekyokulaba bafunna baki abalisalirwa omusango ku kyoto kya Mukama ekya zaabu ennyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira. Sino Mukama otunnyonnyodde kabaka bakabaka kitaffe w'omukulu ebikwatagana n'omubiri gwa mukulu engeri y'okufa nga bwe yali. Ayi kabaka bakabaka watutegeeza Matayo esuula eyo ey'omukaaga olunyo lwa 3:3 naye tusooka tunoonye obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu n'ebisigaddo n'abituongerako. Mukama mu byobwakabaka n'obutuukirivu twongedde okutegeera abafu abalisalirwa omusango balibeera batya. Ayi kabaka bakabaka era baafa ddi? Mukama n'otubuulira nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu ng'osinziira nga wasoosa tunyonnyola walabika ku nsi mu Matayo esuula ey'8 2:21-22 ogamba Peter kireka abafu bagende bazike abafu bannaabo. Soma Mukama abakama tutegedde engeri gye twafiiramu Adamu mulundi guli eri ngambakoliisa ekisooka 15:2-2 era buli muntu wamuleeta soma mu kifo kye okulabika ng'azaaliwo ogwokubiri mu Kristo Yesu otulaze okufa ku engeri gye kwabaawo oluvannyuma lw'okujeemera ekiragiro nga Omwoyo Mutukuvu kwe yaleeta eddoboozi ly'omuweereza oyo Adamu n'alisa mutume Pawulo n'atugamba nti olw'ekiragiro yafa ne bonna abamuvaamu ne bayingira mu mubiri gw'okufa naye Mukama gwatuzaala omulundi ogw'okubiri otulaze engeri gy'osobola okutuddiza omubiri ogwa muggulu tusinde era tuyaayaana n'olwaleero nga bwe kyawali kwakoliisa ekyokubiri esuula ey'okutaano liva abali mu nsiisira eno tusinda Mukama era nga tuyaayaana okutuwa okuva mu ggulu sikulwa nga tusiŋŋanibwa nga tuli bwereere. Mukama tewali kufa n'omu ayagala osiŋŋanibwa nga ali bwereere wabula twetaaga omubiri okuva mu ggulu era Mukama n'akabonero kaagwo ak'emmere n'ennyota n'enjala ey'ekigambo kya Katonda kubanga omubiri ogwo gulya mmere eva mu ggulu ekigambo kyo. Mukama weebale kabaka wa kabaka weebale mutonzi waffe nannyini buyinza nannyini kitiibwa tukwebaza kubanga otuyigiriza okugasa. Mukama nga bw'otuwadde ebyo twagala okukuuma obulamu obutagwawo nga bw'otusomesezza watugamba osinziira mu Yokaana 17:3 obulamu obutagwawo kwe kumanya Katonda omu w'amazima ne Kristo Yesu gwatuma. Naye otuyigiriza engeri gye tunaabeera mu bulamu obutagwawo engeri gye tunaawonamu geyeena n'ennyanja y'omuliro weebale Mukama era tukusaba Mukama oleme okutuleka nga tetulina ebyo twetaaga kubanga Bayibuli yetugambye bwe tunaasooka okunoonya obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu ebisigaddo n'abitwongerako. Mukama tukusaba ebyo bye twetaaga mulamu naye mukuweereza biwayogerako mu Peetero ekyokubiri esula esooka onyola okusatu otuwe bye twetaaga mulamu muno ne mukuweereza. Mukama abeetaaga emirimu abeetaaga amayumba abeetaaga emmotoka ku nsi kuno nga bakyali wano Mukama ebyo bireme okubabuza sitaani aleme okubuzabuza obulamu bwabwe ng'asinziira ku ebyo naye tusaba otume malayika wo n'akulemeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu aleete bye twetaaga mulamu muno alete Mukama bitwetaaga abeetaaga emmere Mukama abeetaaga amayumba abeetaaga emirimu Mukama abeetaaga okuyimusibwa Mukama obawe bye beetaaga mulamu muno ne mukuweereza tukuweereze nga twogera enjiri nga baba tumesula ey'okuna bwabaa bonna ne babeera ne byebeetaaga ayi katondaffe niwe tabaawo n'omwe yeetaaganga weebale Mukama kubanga otumalekawo obugabirizi okutugabirira okutuliisa okutunywesa. Mukama otulwanira entalo bamalayika Badoni malayika Michael malayika w'omuliro soba kabaka bakabaka okutulwanirira Mukama nga tuwulira enjiri y'obwakabaka buno Mukama leka Mukama tudizibwe obujja leka Mukama tugabirirwe abadde abalwadde bawonyezebwe abadde balemeseddwa Mukama okugenda mu maaso Mukama batwale mu maaso Mukama enjiri y'obwakabaka bweyitewo obwakabaka bw'omuggulu n'obutuukirivu kale ebisigadde Mukama tumanyi ng'otumye malayika wo obugabirizi ali mu kukwesula y'omukaaga onyola okutanda omukaaga atume bye twetaaga abeetaaga emirimu Mukama abeetaaga obulamu abadde balemeseddwa Mukama abeetaaga okudizibwa obujja abadde beetaaga okuzimba Mukama tugabirire tunyweze enjiri y'obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu nga tetwetaaga kubanga sitaani abadde akozesa bwetaavu bwaffe n'atta omwavu n'atta yeetaaga Mukama era n'amusaanyaawo naye tukwebaza Mukama kubanga otugabiridde kubanga osirise bamalayika bagenda otulwanirira entalo bamalayika bagenda oleeta bye twetaaga mulamu n'emukuweereza weebale mulokozi waffe kubanga otukoze obulungi
God bless you.